Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
pH measurements and how I'm going to actually do that. I'm turning on the lights in my car and slowly picking it off. So it's a sort of standard thing, a very quick podcast as I drive off on an errand to pick up some medication and then go off to the gym for an hour and then pick up my kids and try not to freeze myself to some stupid level while I'm doing it, so the weather's dropped here. So pH measurement. So why would you want to do it? Well, you're producing a sort of lab kit, which is to go into the classroom, and it will actually be capable of voice instructions, possibly even voice commands. I'm not quite sure what permutation I'll have there. And so you've got all these things run by what I have sort of selected to start off with. I'm sort of wondering whether I really need it. This is an Arduino Mega. So an Arduino Mega is something with 50 pins and telecommunications and serial ports. It's just, let's just go over the top. And that reads all the temperatures, and some of the temperatures are on their own sort of one-wire bus, and other, there's someone going over there, there's a one-wire bus. Some of them are on these A to D 1115 modules, which are also on an IC, or they're on a different sort of bus, so they're all very light to use. Any Arduino architecture is single core, and so that means that if you have a process which takes, say, a hundredth of a second, and you have to poll at 10 seconds, and then you've got 10 devices, you can easily take up your second time delay, and you really can't afford it now, because one of the things that I am doing is making the temperature sensors, or one group of temperature sensors, having a tenth of a second time resolution. So you sort of need this stuff. There's people who've got death wishes here. So they're going around the streets at night. Fortunately, I'm looking at what's going on. You want to measure pH. So pH is the value that you get with a pH meter. It can be seen as the hydrogen ion concentration, and generally it is, and if it's measured accurately. Or it can be seen as, you can have Arrhenius, Lowry Brownstead, Lowry Brownstead theory, and Lewis ones. The Lowry Brownstead ones looks at conjugate acid bases. It sort of looks at what it produced. So Arrhenius is a very early school version. It looks at hydrogen ion concentration, and that's what you're looking at. But you can also have electron donation, which is Lewis acid and bases. I'll have to really go back on it, but the ones that we do measure is with a little glass bulb, a very thin glass bulb, and the glass bulb has ions, potassium ions, which infuse into it. So amazingly, potassium ions can diffuse into glass, and they can absorb hydrogen ions and form a current. And this current can be amplified and put out. And so you have this pH probe, which has to sit in moisture, sit in its potassium, whatever it is, it's liquid, buffer liquid, and that's when it's when the potassium ions don't have enough ions outside, they bleed out, Or in the opposite, if there's a high iron concentration, they sort of start to bleed into the solution. So you've got a potassium iron potential. So potassium in this very thin glass goes through this glass bulb, and this measures a current that you can pick up. Now, this is... I don't know when we're going to get a full hour. I've got this medicine to pick up, and I've got an hour. Oh my God, Father. It's heat. Oh, this is... so I've just got an amber light here, red light, and this car basically went through a red light. Just going a bit too aggressively. This little bulb has a very tiny current. This current's very calibrated, and you've got to put it in liquids. There's a whole series of things you have to do. And you have to measure the pH. Now, the pH, because of just the sheer size of it and all the size of it, you're not going to have a rapid pH. So really, once every 10 seconds might be good enough to measure it. And this means that you can get a very stable symbol, your accuracy, 10 bits or 1 part in 1,000, is more than enough for your pH measurement. So your pH is generally a pH of 7. Just looking at, can I get through here? No, I've got to go all the way around. Bugger. Shouldn't swear, ladies and gentlemen. The big question is that it's just a fairly simple thing to hook it up to power and measure the analog pin, the analog voltage out, because there's a sort of circuitry which converts very minute currents to an analog voltage. And this come out and it's really good. Now, the thing is that you want it to take a fair number of samples per second. You want it not a long distance away from where it's been generating. So you really want an A to D converter, which an analog to digital converter, which can hold its mustard and actually measure 10 bits, but take thousands upon thousands of readings, say 1,000 readings or 10,000 readings, and report the average of it. And that's something that you just can't quite do with a chip. So I'm going to be back in a very short while to tell you the answer that I've come up with. So hello again, I'm back after that short thing. Unfortunately, it didn't take too long. So the question is, how do I actually get a very lowbrow A to D converter that will operate and store, say, 10,000 values, or add 10,000 values together, and just spit out through a digital value the value? And the answer to that is the Arduino Nano. So I've got the Arduino Mega, and the Nano is just an extremely cut down version with, I think, 8, maybe 10 analog inputs and outputs, and possibly 8, maybe 10, possibly, I think it's 8 digital outputs and a serial output. And so this means that so it's fairly small. I can actually just bung this chip underneath the pH chip, and hey presto, I can have something which is given power will continuously output to a serial port the actual value, and it can also receive serial commands. So it can receive serial commands. So I think I'll just... You can buy 3 nanos for $6, $6 Australian bucks. So $2. It's $1.50 for this A to D converter, and it's just the obvious way to go. We have the problem of 5-volt power management, and going up. Also, you know, obviously, I would love to get a fairly hefty battery pack, which could last. The moment that lasts 48 hours, 24 hours around that zone, just pumping out the. This is with the light, you know, an LED glowing full. Now the Nano doesn't have any components on it. It's got to be low power because there's just no chips on it, so it can't give it out too much. It does have lighting up chips for if it's on and various things. So there's LED chips pumping it out. Oh my godfather! This is the gym. It's 54. I won't get a full hour's push there, but I'll go. So that's the story, and that's all I have to do for tonight, because after this I'm off working. See you later. Thanks a lot for listening. So the story is for a pH meter to just buy a $2 Arduino, complete Arduino, and we'll just program that up and get it going. And how's your father? I don't know how you fix it or monitor it if it's got a problem. Thanks a lot for listening. See you next time.
Another podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.